Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Cremo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday.
Hello. Oh, you don't sound that enthusiastic for a Monday.
Me?
Yeah.
It's a Monday. Get around it. Come on, guys.
Yeah, look, I've had an interesting weekend, yeah, to say the least.
Yeah, we all have.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So, I can't wait to hear about these.
On Friday, I kind of broke the front door of my apartment building on the, like, coming home from a night out.
You broke it?
Yeah, $650.
Oh, how did that happen?
I don't remember.
What?
Drink responsibly, kids. Don't ever be like me. That was terrible. Yeah, I woke up the next morning and I was, oh my God, what the hell have I done? And then I thought about, like, whether or not I should email the body corporate. Mm. And I'm going to be on camera. I don't want my picture up on the front door.
Do you know this man? You're like, no.
So, yeah, I emailed them and said, hey, look, it was me. They were very thankful, but they said, yep, yeah, the invoice is on the way on Monday.
Oh, dear.
So, what do you do?
Nothing. Yeah. Just pay the invoice and move on with your life, really.
Mm.
These things happen.
Meg was also in my bed when I woke up.
Yes.
Did we sleep together?
No. So I
really hope
not. No, we did not. No, the thing was, I fell asleep on your lounge and you didn't give me a blanket. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go grab the blanket. And then I kind of fell asleep in your bed.
So you slept.
I woke up and I was
together,
like,
in the same bed.
I looked over at Meg. Was I, like, cuddling you during
the
night?
No, you were not.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You were not. Trust me, I would have pushed you way off.
Yeah, come here, honey.
Wow.
Anyway. Yeah,
it was a great weekend.
Let's just say Saturday and Sunday, I was very quiet.
Yeah.
We just took it easy.
Yeah.
You know what? Today I might just
stay
at home. Yeah, good. Really busy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this later, but the mystery shopper came into the shop.
Oh, Friday show. Yeah.
Cool. Which is really cool.
Nice one.
We'll find out how all that went. Yeah, it was good.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well. I didn't drink it all over the weekend.
Oh,
I ditched
wow.
all my plans on the weekend. Is that really bad? I didn't show up to a birthday party on Saturday night. Didn't even message them to say I wasn't coming.
Oh.
Just didn't go. And then my partner went and threw me under the bus.
Oh, that's rough.
But I didn't know he was going. Anyway, that's a lot to unpack, but I had a good weekend.
No, okay.
That's good. You sound rested.
Yes.
Yeah. Jared's back today. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. Hello.
Welcome
Happy Monday.
Back. Why are you here today? Where's Jess?
Yeah.
Somewhere out west. You know how she likes the upper Hunter.
Country. Yeah.
She does. Perusing Musselbrook.
Yeah.
Maybe Denman.
Yeah, doing that the old country dunking sort of stuff.
Denman.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a town, like, adjacent to Musselbrook.
Merry War, those sorts of things.
Wow. Yeah, isn't it?
Living a best life.
Partner's
birthday. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
How cute.
I didn't hear that, but probably.
Yeah.
Do you take a day off work for your partner's birthday?
No. I don't take it off for my own. No. I don't take it for
no.
He's got to work like a normal person.
Hey, Lasbeth, Lasses is up next. Guys, come on. You're on 23. The Lasses are on 26.
No good.
It is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. We need one guy, one girl right now. 13-10-09. I think the prize is
$50 fuel
still
card.
Still a $50 fuel card.
How good.
If you want to play, we're going to do it next. Hit us up.
$50 fuel card. You want that.
Russia, eat your heart out. We're still giving away.
Yeah, that's right.
The Novos. Lads versus lasses.
I feel it in my bones. You guys are going to get ahead this week, I think.
Oh, hopefully.
I'm rooting for you. 23, well, you're on.
Fingers crossed.
23, you're on. The lasses are on 26 points. You're playing for a
$50. Did you say 23-year-old?
No. What?
Yeah,
no.
He did.
What have you got on the mind, darling? 23-year-old?
No.
I know you're newly single.
Oh, shush. Shush. $50 Ampol fuel card up for grabs for the winner today.
Yeah, that's right.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
We still need a lass, by the way. 13, 10, and 9. Hey, jump on.
Let's meet our lad for our Monday. His name is Brett from Maryland. He had a chill weekend with Netflix and says he spent $180 on fuel last week. And says he's sus on Meg and Maddie sleeping in the same bed over the weekend. Oh, Brett.
Nothing sus, Brett.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, going well, man. All right, let's get into your questions, man. $180 on fuel. So we'll like, fix, you know, like
a tiny drop.
That's all right. All right, question one, Brett. What is the company Nair known for making?
Hair removal.
Of course.
Easy.
Are you a big Nair customer, Brett?
Fortnightly.
Takes care of himself. The smell of Nair is enough to make you dry hair.
Apparently they have changed
it. Gross. It's still gross.
Yeah, it still smells like shit, I'm pretty sure. Question number two. What does the store Honey Burdette sell?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I'm going to take a stab.
Clothing?
Be more specific.
Think of the name Honey Burdette. Does it sound like a shirt shop or like something else?
Damn. We tried to push it in the right direction.
Lingerie. Question number three, which is multiple choice. What is the traditional gift to celebrate a 40th wedding anniversary? Is it A, gold, B, ruby, or C, paper?
I'll go C.
Paper. No. It's a ruby. That is very disappointing. 40 years of marriage.
You get a piece of paper.
Would you like a ream of reflex? One on the board, Brett.
It's the environmentally friendly one. 40% recycled. let's meet Claire up next from Valentine and works in communications for the police.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. Does that mean you, like, take care of all the CB radios? Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, how interesting. You must hear some fascinating calls over the years.
Sure do.
And you can't reveal any of them, can you, because you're a good worker?
Unfortunately not, no.
Oh, damn it. Do you have a partner?
I do.
Do you tell them some of the juicy stories?
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, you do. But the not for on air.
The old partner pass.
Not for the general public, unfortunately, no.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you would not believe what this guy was doing. Good stuff. All right, let's get into your questions. Number one for you. What does the brand Cabot's make?
Cabot's.
Yeah. Cabot's is the better pronunciation now I think about it.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I can't think what it is.
Yeah.
Think of, like, your house.
You probably don't do this job, just generalizing. It's the decking oils.
What is it?
Decking oil.
Oh, it is true, and I have done it too.
Oh, no. Look at you generalizing.
Oh, yeah, I know, and I said I was generalizing and everything. God, all right, here we go. Number two. What is turtle wax used for?
Surfboard?
No. It's for waxing and polishing your car. All right, number three. What does the company Packer make? You'd see these around.
Claire.
You could have even heard about these on your radio communications at work.
Oh, I don't know.
What was that? On the buzzer? Nah.
Nah, I don't
know. Nah, trucks.
Sorry, Claire.
Brett's got it.
Yep, he wins.
Well done, man.
Yes, well done, Brett. $50 Ampol fuel cards coming your way.
Yes.
Well done.
Quarter of a tank. Nice one, man.
Quarter of a
tank. It is at the moment, jeez.
It'll be a full tank.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a motorbike.
Just drive a lot. Just drives a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, drives to Vega and back.
Oh, good, geez. Good.
Yeah,
excellent.
Okay.
Well, that is a full tank.
Hey, any fuel, any free fuel is good.
At the moment, absolutely. My God. Everyone needs all of it.
Coming up next, I want to reveal some text messages I've received from over the weekend. So it's my birthday on the weekend. On a Sunday as well, which is disappointing.
Annoying.
Because I don't get the full fanfare on the show.
Oh, you'll get it on. You'll get it on Friday.
No, I don't want it. I really don't.
We'll see.
But I had a bit of a tiff with one of my friends last night. I want to go through the journey. So this whole thing started out me wanting to have, like, a party, a get-together here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
After some back and forths, the whole thing is now completely changed. I want to get your opinion on these messages, Kate.
Okay.
I'm very offended at one of my mates. Oh,
he's upset, yeah.
Yeah. God, I've been emotional. The Novos. It's my birthday, I must spend my money. Yeah, so I'm turning 32 on Sunday, which is really a nothing birthday.
Oh, but it's still cause for celebration.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got another year on the planet, and it's, you know, you got your best mates, and why not?
Not after this last weekend. Anyway, look, I have to do it. So I initially actually messaged you on the weekend, and Jackson as well. I think I told you as well, Meg. I wanted to do like a dinner here in Newcastle on the 2nd of April, right?
Yeah.
Long story short, we're hosting an event that night.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I thought,
that was out.
So I've basically got like this coming weekend or the one following. And I thought, I'm not waiting 3 weeks. Like, that's weird, I feel.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it this weekend and I thought, look, everybody can like come to Newcastle.
Yep.
Go out, have a great time. You know, I can invite like you, Crevo, you know, Jackson was going to come. Long story short, right, my friends, I am so annoyed, organized it, right, said, yep, Saturday night, it's happening.
Great.
All of them whinged and whined until now I've had to change my mind and I have to go to Sydney. I was like, for once, man, I just want to not have to go to Sydney and then bust my ass getting home on a Sunday hungover. I was like, I just want to be in Newcastle. You put the effort in seeing me.
It's your birthday.
Exactly. They should definitely come here.
Well, we had semi-planned to go to Sydney anyway, man.
Yeah.
Because you're going down to film The Chase this weekend, which you're going to be a contestant.
Very exciting. Yes. Separate chat.
Separate chat. But I got really annoyed yesterday, right? So I was going to book the restaurant today. It's a place called Chin Chin, which is nice, like Chinese, Asian fusion restaurant.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of my friends in particular, Lee, man, I nearly had a full-blown argument with him last night.
Why?
Because, get this right, I was going to do dinner around 7 o'clock.
Reasonable, normal dinner time. Yeah.
But he messaged me last night and he said, hey, have you booked the restaurant yet? Which I hadn't. I was going to do it today. So I jump on the website and the like earliest time I could get was like 8 o'clock.
Oh.
But you know what? For a night out.
Saturday
not
night.
Bad.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
And he had the hide to say to me, he goes, well, that's going to be too late for me. I go, well, what do you mean it's going to be too late for you?
Are you a six-year-old child?
What are you talking about?
Grow up.
He's like, well, I'm going to have a snack before... You're going to have a snack before. Like, I can't wait that long. I'm going to be starving by the time we eat. And then I just sat there and I thought, not only did you whinge and whine about coming to Newcastle, you made it difficult for me to, like, you know, have all my friends up. And now you're saying that the dinner that I booked in Sydney that I'm busting my ass to get to is too late.
Oh, my God.
Here's some advice for Lee. Have a snack or don't come.
Yeah.
Real simple.
Snack is snack right, bro.
Yeah,
like,
there
come
you go.
On.
Lee... You've already given yourself your own solution. I don't understand why that's a problem.
8 o'clock is not that late.
Especially Sydney Saturday night.
You know what? Have a late lunch. There's your solution.
I know this seems so juvenile, but I was just like,
no, it's your birthday. It's like, you're allowed to be.
You can book whatever time you want,
my
man.
I was like, oh, you're such a bitch. I was like, pretty much what you said. I said, don't come then. Very simple. Not only am I going to Sydney, but, like, the restaurant's 5 minutes from his house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So annoying.
Have a muesli bar on the way, my man.
Yeah.
Real easy.
Has he decided? Is he coming?
I'd be very pissed off if he didn't come, to be honest.
It's like, too late.
I'm so bitchy.
Give him a deadline and, yeah.
Oh.
This is why I didn't
want to do a birthday. Because I'm like, oh, this shit always
happens. Too much drama.
Yeah.
How insane.
But I'm going to go.
Yeah, of course.
You're coming, yeah, man.
Well, if I'm invited, sure.
Well, I thought you were.
Well, I need an official invite.
Do I look like a guy that's organised
enough to do official invites?
That is a good call.
I would invite you, Kriya, but I feel like you won't come to
Sydney. I'm probably not coming to Sydney this weekend.
Jackson, do you want to come to Chin Chin?
I'm going to have to check what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing this weekend.
Well, that's
you know, we already bailed on a birthday last weekend, so...
For no reason.
Sorry.
Are you apologising now?
In advance, maybe. Yeah. I think I've got my mum in town. I thought it was the second, but I'll check.
Oh, do you know what? I was going to... I didn't tell Jackson it was a week early.
Yeah.
He did agree to the initial.
I was going to come on the second, if that's any consolation.
This one, my friends will hate me.
They do not.
Unorganised.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Krivo. To wake you up. Together, New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
So the other day, Emmy was down in Sydney visiting some friends, and she had to do a few things. And one of the things she did was have to go get a haircut, right? And a cut and colour sort of situation.
Yeah.
Now, she'd parked at one friend's house in Rhodes, and the place she was getting her hair done was over at Mascot. So she thought, you know what, rather than parking and moving the car again, the train is like 15 minutes.
And you got to pay for parking. When you're getting your hair done, it takes forever.
Yeah, it takes hours. So she thought, I've got a good parking spot. It's free. I'll just take the train 15 minutes there and back. Mm. On the way back, the train basically decided to stop and just turn off.
What?
Yeah, so the train's in, well, really all over, like, New South Wales. I mean, just so screwed up lately. Like,
because of...
So bad.
The strikes, all of these things. So for about an hour and a half, she was just sitting in the train, not moving. The doors wouldn't open. You couldn't go anywhere. You were just stuck in the train for an hour and a half. Just sitting there. Should have been a 10-minute journey.
If the train was turned off as well, a lot of the times when they do that, the aircon gets turned off as well.
She sent me these
so uncomfortable
photos of like people taking their jackets off and just like hot, bothered, no good. The aircon like stagnant. Terrible experience. It took over almost like between the time of the actual journey plus the hour and a half waiting was almost 2 hours. What should have been
a 10-minute
should have been a 10-minute trip.
The entire time she's sitting there going, I should have just driven.
Paid the expensive parking. Would have been worth it. What I thought we could do next, 13:10:09. How long did it take to get somewhere that shouldn't have taken a long time? You know, when you take public transport can be terrible for this with like the, it's a bus today instead of a train.
Yeah.
Oh, a nightmare.
If you ever have to do the Sydney to Newcastle when there's track work and it's just buses, it's horrendous.
No, I prefer the bus, to be honest.
Really?
Absolutely.
Are you crazy?
It takes so much longer though. If you're on like one of the night buses where they go every station, it takes like 4 hours.
I'd prefer a bus to a train.
Yeah, I prefer 2 hours over four.
Did it take ages to get somewhere, either public transport ones or terrible traffic jams as well?
Yeah.
We'll take those stories. 13:10:09. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
13:10:09. Did it take ages to get somewhere? This is after Emmy stuck on a train, just not moving for an hour and a half, sweltering heat. Just terrible.
I've done the old, gone out in Sydney. This is fascinating. Before I ever even lived in Newcastle, right? So I lived in Sydney, went out, got on the train, right? And it was the Newcastle line at like 4 a.m, let's just say, from Central. And I woke up at maybe like 6:37 at Fassie Fern. I'll never forget it. And I woke up and I thought, man, what the hell?
Where am I?
So I had to, like, get off the train.
Wait
another hour
for the other train
to come back. And then on the way home, I missed my station by a stop. So then I had to wait for the other train to come back and take me one stop back. Terrible.
So how long all up?
I think maybe over six hours, which should have been a 15-minute trip.
Yeah. You can get to Perth in that time.
Yeah, probably. I did a research survey thing in Maitland. This is many years ago before I had my license. I was living in Toronto. Yeah. I had to go to Maitland, so I caught the train out. Yeah. Anyway, got to the train station to come home at like 8:30. And I didn't know which direction the trains were going in. Like, I didn't know which one was going to Maitland, which one was going to town. And I asked these people which one's which. And they're going, oh, it's this one. It was the wrong one. It took me back to Maitland. Sat there for an hour and a half waiting for the next train. Got to Newcastle. And then when I got to Newcastle, a freight train had caught on fire.
Oh.
So all of the trains were cancelled. I had to get a bus from Newcastle to Glendale and get my sister to pick me up midnight.
Wow. 6 p.m. to midnight.
Just to make $100 on a research survey.
Oh, the hardest money you ever, ever earned.
All because those stupid people told me the wrong platform.
Gone are the... before the days of Trip View on your mobile.
Yeah, exactly.
Trisha's called up. Hey.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good.
Good, good, good.
Tell us, how long did the short joint journey take?
I had to go to Sydney about 8 years ago for an appointment. Went to the appointment. The appointment was at like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I stayed at Sydney the night before. And then we got back to Central about 10:30, 11. And I didn't get home until about 8 o'clock that night.
Oh, well, what happened in between? What happened in those like 7 or 8 hours you were?
Yeah, we were at Gosford. We were sitting there for about... oh, half an hour, 40 minutes. And we got told we had to get off the train and get on buses and taxis. And I'm going to take us in a while because something happened on the track.
Buses and taxis, no. God.
So we got... so the buses and taxis were out the front waiting for us and all that.
Mm.
And then when we were in the taxi, we got told we actually had to pay for it. And it was one of them maxi taxis kind of thing. So we had to pay $20 to go from... Gosford to Wyong, like we all put $20 in each.
You know, that's kind of a bit of a bargain.
That,
yeah.
Yeah, it is cheap.
Wyong, we sat there. We sat there for about another hour and a half.
Oh, my God. You were stuck in Wyong.
Yeah, for all the people that were on the Gosford train, we had to sat there and wait for them to come down. And
then God, what a journey.
Back to Hamilton, and we had to change trains at Hamilton and go back to Maitland. We got in about 7:30
that night. You know, Trish, I'm having a mental breakdown just listening to how bad this day is.
This is so freaking long.
It was hopeless.
It really sucks, didn't it?
You got there in the end, Trish. Yeah. Well done.
Thanks, Trish.
Go home.
Oh, you poor bugger.
I feel like I could have gone down to Sydney in the time of that story.
She could have flown to, seeing you're doing the whole, like, where else could you go in that
time?
Maybe Japan. I think you could have got to Thailand. Japan.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Either one.
Oh, poor Trish.
What's the gossip next?
Yes, with producer Jackson.
I know we're all sick of hearing about Kanye, but this is the fight that could end all fights.
Okay.
Also to Michael Bublé, the question he cannot answer.
Oh, okay. The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Look, I'm a little bit happy because I do have a bit of a crush on Michael Bublé, and you've got some Michael Bublé news for us.
Yeah, well, he's got his wife pregnant. They're having a baby.
That's not the news I want.
No. So he's having a baby, but he's told his children, and he's revealed on The View over the weekend the one question that the kids asked that he just can't answer.
We told the kids, so I got three, we got 8 years old and 5 years old and 3 years old, and we told them, you know, mommy has a baby in her tummy and you're gonna have a little brother or sister. And my 5 year old Eli was just distraught, and we said, what's wrong? And he said, why didn't you invite us to watch when you fell in love and made the baby? And I still don't know how to answer the question.
I feel like the answer's very simple, isn't it?
Oh,
it
depends on how old the kids are.
You're at school at the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
That's what
it's
I would have said.
Just some things in life that you don't get invited to.
Yes.
You
don't get invited to everything as a kid. You need to learn that young.
That family's been through a lot.
The little one had cancer. He cancelled all of his tour commitments, everything to stay with his son.
Yeah, this is good.
Do you know what? Yeah. Michael Bublé's a stayer. Like, you name one other person, really, that's been as prominent as Michael Bublé and as loved as Michael Bublé without a scandal.
Mm. Yeah.
So long.
He's absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
It's impressive.
Oh, my God. We've got to move on because Meg's swooning.
Yeah, I am.
Things are about to get awkward.
He just hasn't met
You're
me
right
yet.
There,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I went there.
Kanye West, I know we're all sick of hearing about him, but Jake Paul threw $30 million on the table for a big fight between him and Pete Davis. This was a couple of weeks ago. Now, everyone came out and said that it was a big publicity stunt, but he's doubled down with TMZ Sports, and he says that he's secured $60 million for them to take each other on in the ring.
Now that, I might pay to watch that.
I understand it, but he's clearly got some mental health issues going on right now. They really shouldn't be exploiting it.
Mm.
That's the way I feel about it.
True, but you'd still want to watch it. Yeah, well,
this thing's
going to
play out regardless, right? They're going to fight, so do we want to see them do the old text release, or do we want to see them knuckle down in the ring?
Mm.
I would want to...
I don't think Pete Davidson would be a good fighter, though. That's the problem.
Oh, I think he could train up, you know.
Yeah.
You get a good trainer, and he's got a few dollars in his pocket. He could afford that. And you could... I don't know. Could be a good fight.
$60 million on the line.
Yeah, they'd go to work. The two of them would go to work, I reckon.
I'd pay-per-view that.
Definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people would.
I'll probably go to a pub and watch it.
Yeah.
Because then you just pay for a schooner and you still get to see it.
That's true.
And you get a schooner.
you get something else out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. Hopefully that comes to fruition. It won't.
It won't. Yeah.
Such a blokey thing to do.
Turn it into a fight.
Turning it into a fight for money.
Yeah.
You're right. It is. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
The Novos.
Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg, and Primo. To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Yeah, so Married at First Sight in full swing at the moment.
Final week this week.
Yeah.
Jeez, a lot of people counting down the days to the big finale.
Oh, my God. I watched it last night.
The explosion, between Olivia and the...
Dominica.
I was going to say the experts.
Oh,
they took her to task. Mm.
Didn't they what?
You know the problem is with going on maths, right? You're just going to be treated like a 12-year-old at school.
Mm.
They treat them like children and then treat them like adults at the same time, which is weird. Like, you should be acting better.
Well, that whole OnlyFans scandal.
Taken over the show.
It really has.
Like, did she?
Not about the
relationships
anymore.
Yeah, you know, was it sent with malice? Was it not?
Did she find it? Because Olivia's saying, oh, no,
it was sent to me.
A friend found it. She Googled Dominica, not me.
Krivo, you've just seen the promo, haven't you?
I've been studying in the background. Let's just say that. Yeah, I had a few bits of knowledge there, didn't I?
Yeah, good. Yeah, solid.
Good,
nine.
Different. we're speaking to Tamara and Brent up next to get their scoop on what's been happening.
The Novos.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready? You kidding? I was born ready.
Yeah, that's right. Married at First Sight, heating up. And it's basically a TV show about an OnlyFans scandal now.
Oh, pretty much.
With a couple of other people hanging about doing some, you know, experimentation. That's how I'd summarize it now. Now, Tamara and Brent were both supposed to be here. Tamara, no answer, though. So we have Brent. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing really well.
So, I've got to say, you guys were like the most solid couple on the show last night.
Yeah.
Who knew a few weeks ago?
As you can see, we're quite up and down, but we always fight to come back. So, it's been a bit of a ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, how does it feel on your end of things? Obviously, you guys, I feel like out of all the contestants, you in particular, Brent, you've gone in with, like, the best intentions. Like, that really does come across on the show. How does it feel when all of this other OnlyFans stuff starts to, like, take over these, like, you know,
the narrative of the show, really, yeah.
Everyone else and everything that's happened kind of disappears underneath all the drama. And yeah, I appreciate that. I did go in with genuine intentions. But yeah, it's hard. It became too much. It was so much drama and we just got over it.
Is it hard being on someone in particular's side when this thing goes down as well? Because obviously they want to pit you against each other to a degree. How do you react to that?
Look, I am completely neutral.
Yeah.
The most important thing for me is to understand where everyone's coming from and then kind of make a decision from there.
Are you
I'm just not about the schoolboy drama.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, are you, like, pressured to take a side? Not, like, say, from producers even, but just from the other sort of people on the show? Are they like, what are your thoughts? What do you think?
No, definitely not. Like, no one, everyone who knew me knew not to even try.
Yeah.
I fully understand where everyone's coming from. I mean, especially Dom, I know how bad she would have felt. And like I said, I didn't want her to cop punches from every side and whatever happened, use it as ammunition. But I think you just get caught up in silly things and people have just got these, I don't know, these vendettas and, It's disappointing. We're supposed to be adults.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, I guess you know what you're signing up for when you put your application in or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this year it's been particularly nasty, I think. And, I think it shocked the experts a little bit. At the end of the day, question for you, if this had happened, between you and Tamara, and it was Tamara in Dom's position, do you think you would have acted the same way? Because I know that, look, I think a lot of people are sympathetic that this has happened, but, like, would you have been shocked if that was Tamara?
I probably would have, but you know what? All I can ask for is that I would have been half the man that Jack was about the whole situation.
Yeah.
But, look, I don't think there's anything wrong with the naked body. I really don't.
And she wasn't even nude.
No.
Yeah, it really does seem a bit of a storm in a teacup, doesn't it?
I mean, come on, are we, in this day and age, are we not like, you know, kicking up a stink about the female body? I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think you're one of the most mature people on this.
About it,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's so good. Now, obviously, final week of the show, final vows. Obviously, you can't reveal anything, but... You know, are you happy with the whole experience of the show, Brent?
Honestly, I am. I loved how it went for myself. Don't get me wrong, it was very hard. I mean, I went through some stuff there, but I did everything I could in my power to make kind of work. And I met a bunch of really good people that we're still very close to right now, so...
That's good you're taking positive stuff out of the experience. That's great.
I feel like every time MAFS airs, you know, the people that do get the attention, and of course this year it's probably Olivia, like the unwanted attention. They whinge about the edit. They whinge about how they've been portrayed. Mm. But then, like, you know, you've gone in, you haven't involved yourself in too much drama, and you've walked away having a good experience with the whole thing. That's like, I don't get that. You know, these people that
go, that's a lesson, isn't it?
Behave badly and then whinge that they showed that behavior on television.
Yeah, of course they're going to show it. That's what they do.
Yeah, of course they are. If you did it and you said it, you did it and you said it, and that's the narrative they'll go with. So, I mean, if you're going to be that type of person, you're going to have the backbone to back yourself up with it. So, I mean, deal with it, I guess. It is hard, but...
Well, see, that line from Olivia last night really got me. I don't feel empathy for this situation. I thought, you know, that's no good. She said that, you know?
No, it's not good at all, and that's... I mean, if the tables were turned, you would want someone to have empathy for you.
Absolutely.
So. That's so true.
Hey, man, thanks for coming on the show, man. And good luck with everything. The final week of MAFS continues 7:30 tonight. Final vows coming up. We'll see who stays together.
And who does not.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Hey, up next, you guys know I'm on the apartment hunt right now, trying to find somewhere new to live. This guy in New York has come up with an idea of moving into work. Moving into his office cubicle.
Now, there's a couple of spare offices out the back here that
are
not used.
Green room out the back, not many people use. Didn't go very well, but I want to dive into it next. The Novos. So at the moment, I'm looking for a new apartment to move into. Obviously, last week, Josh and I split up, so I'm on the apartment hunt. And what I've been finding out there is so expensive. Like a one-bedroom, what do you call it? You were calling it a bed sit the other day, Creebo?
Yeah,
like
or
the
studio.
Studio apartment.
Yeah.
$400. And it was like the size of a hotel room.
That's very expensive.
So I found this guy on TikTok. His name is Simon Jackson. And he his lease ran out in New York City. And he's like, oh, okay. And all the apartments for him were quite expensive. So what he decided to do was just move into his office cubicle.
Well,
his engineering job.
I mean, I guess it's the engineer's mind that says, look, there's a space here. How can I repurpose it?
Well, this is what he's done. He's moved everything in. He's got a sleeping bag. He's got all of his clothes. His entire desk is covered in toiletries. Everything.
Was his work okay with that?
Absolutely not. Now, they saw the TikTok video, didn't find it humorous. 4 days after he moved in to his new apartment, they fired him.
Now, wow. Yeah. I mean, have you been thinking about doing that here, Meg?
Well, we do have a couple of spare offices around here, and it would be a little bit cheaper. I'd save a lot on fuel right now.
You know, some of the radio stations our network owns, like in, you know, country towns and stuff, a lot of them have apartments inside the radio station, like maybe upstairs or something.
Yeah.
For like when new announcers start at the station.
Yeah.
Shame we don't have that here. I had to contemplate this once, right? My first ever radio job was in a place called Jindabyne, which is down like Threadbow the Snow.
Yeah.
I had an argument with my housemate, and accommodation is notoriously hard to come by there.
Yeah.
Like, people sleep on the street and, unfortunately, you know.
Yeah. Freeze.
Bad things happen.
Yeah.
But this day, I literally had this argument with my housemate, and she was like, get out. And I was like, okay. So I had to sleep at the radio station one night, and I was like, man, like, I don't think I can actually find anywhere to live now. There's no places. It's so late in the winter season.
So what did you do?
I had to leave the job and like fly home.
Crazy.
But it's like, you know, could you do it? I guess, but
you have to.
What do you think the bosses would say if I brought in like a swag or something and just parked up in the... In the green room with all my boxes.
Charge you rent.
Here's my advice.
What they charge me
might be a deal. This is what I think you should do if you want to get away with it. You say it's an experiment for on air to see how long I can last at work.
How I can? Yeah.
There's a shower here.
There is.
Well, there's a fridge.
Well, my theory was
I've got the gym kitchen.
I've got the gym membership, so I go to the gym. Go to the gym. Have a shower there.
You know, Ned. There's a couple showers here.
Yeah.
You know that old saying, you've got a door, you've got a gym, you've got a shower, you've got a kitchen, you've got a toilet, you've got a bedroom, you've got an apartment.
And people do like my cooking here, so it could, it could work in their favour.
There's an oven. Oh, no, there's no oven.
There's like a toaster oven.
Toaster oven.
Yeah, I can do cheese on toast.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, live on 2 minute cup noodles.
You're looking at a new place next door to Crevo's
tomorrow, which will be interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neighbours.
Neighbours.
Neighbours become good friends. I hear that.
Well, we became good friends and then we'll become neighbours.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed I get that place, actually, because I really don't want to move into work, but there's an option.
That's
there
a backup.
There is always an option.
Yeah.
A backup to the backup to the backup.
Oh, do you know what? My reaction to that is, no.
Don't move into work. You'll regret it.
Please. I'll give you my bed.
For your own sanity.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Creamo.
To wake you up. Together we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. Mics are on now.
Creevo, chatting on the show last week, of course, you've recently opened up your brand new business. It's an antique shop called Creevo's, Hamilton North. I went and checked out the shop on Friday.
Yeah, I wasn't there, which I was sad about, because I wanted to see how, you know, what your thoughts were.
Well, I just thought, oh, I'll go there after work. I thought, I've got nothing on. So I drove there, and obviously, fiance Emmy was there.
Yeah.
The shop looks fantastic.
Oh, thanks,
it looks
man.
So good. And it's so, like, typically you.
Yeah.
I feel like you've... it just screams like you.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad that it has an identity.
I feel really
think
bad.
It's important.
I haven't been over yet. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You'll come. You'll come at some point.
You're smart with like how you do sales. Like you've got these really expensive Persian rugs in there, which go up. Like Amy was saying, one of them's worth like $10K or something.
Yeah. Jeez.
But then you've got like the cheap range hanging at the door. You drag people in. Then you've got all the kids' toys in one section, so you get the kids to buy them as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little sections. You know, the store is starting to come together with like you said, an identity.
I think it's great.
Thanks.
Anyway,
man.
On the show on Friday, we're talking about just, you know, obviously opening up a retail business for the first time. You've never worked in retail.
Nope.
And one of the big things that happen in retail shops is a lot of companies will hire mystery shoppers to come in, you know, get served by the employees and then report back to the boss after. Now, we put the call out for a mystery shopper last weekend. We got one.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. The national mystery shopper for McDonald's. So, you know, this person is going to take this very seriously. Yep. Now, this person did come in over the weekend and they told you after the sale.
Yeah. So
they're a mystery shopper.
Yeah. They did the sale and they left and then came back and said, just letting you know, I was the mystery shopper. And they said, which was so cool. And we're like, oh my God, wondering how we went. But she said, do you want to know? I was like, no. Reveal it on the show. It'll be a better surprise.
Hopefully it's good news.
Oh, God. I'm a
You're genuinely nervous right now.
Yeah, I am nervous.
She's on the phone now. We're going to chat to her next. But let me tell you, I'm excited to hear how you've done. I think you'll do okay. My only concern is there's still only you and Emmy working in the shop. So sometimes if there's multiple people in there, you're not going to jump to the...
Yeah, and it was so busy as well on Saturday when she came in. So I am nervous. I'm nervous.
The big result from the mystery shopper rating Crevo's business next.
The Novos.
Ah, yes, here we go. Crevo's mystery shopper experience has happened. Her name is Lisa. She's gone in over the weekend.
Yeah.
And we want Lisa to give us a very professional and, I guess, precise evaluation of her experience shopping at your new business, Crevo's at Hamilton North, which is an antique shop.
Yeah.
Now, she did come in on Saturday, was it? And she did reveal herself after the fact.
She's come in a number of times.
Yeah. And you did say it was quite busy on Saturday as well.
So
you're a little bit worried about the customer interaction.
Mm. Well, she's on the phone now. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Well, look, first of all, thank you for doing this.
Agreeing to help,
Because I know, you know, nobody wants to work on the weekends, but you did go into Crevo's shop. Now, I just want to preface this by saying you're going to be very honest about this, right?
Yeah, I will be honest and fair.
That's what we're after.
Fair, that's what we
because
like.
Because I am looking for feedback, good, bad, and other, because I'm new to retail, right? I've had no experience doing retail before. So that's why I want some, you know, feedback. So if there's stuff that's, you know, going wrong, I've got to know. Got to be able to fix it.
Absolutely. No, hey, Lisa, can you tell us about your mystery shopping experience?
I sure can. So having been recruited to do a mystery shop on Saturday or Sunday over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found out on Friday that I should do it, and I called in on Friday afternoon and did a pre mystery shop.
Really?
A pre mystery? You're dedicated.
So, and you know, when people know that they're going to be mystery shops, they get a bit apprehensive, and they're not the same as what they are normally.
Yes.
So that was my main reason to go in on the Friday.
I love this.
This is good. This is good. Because that's the way that you, you know, get the real lay of the land.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
so,
what kind of things do you look for? Like, what's our marking criteria here today?
Okay, so I based it on the quality of the product and the range.
Yeah.
Yep.
The customer service and the interaction. And then the general cleanliness and the look of the store.
Okay.
Okay, great. So you know your stuff.
All right. Are you ready for this, Creeper?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
All right. Let's hear it, Lisa.
Okay. So for Friday, all three visits, the quality of the product and the merchandise in the store was of good quality. The Persian rugs were beautiful and displayed well. The quality of the retro, products for purchase and how they were set out was really well. Everything was nice and clean, tidy, and obviously it's a new store, so, you want to have it to the best quality. So the quality and the cleanliness of the store overall on all 3 days was quite high.
That's good.
So good.
I'll take that as a good win.
You were just saying, Creeper, you were busy across the weekend, so you've maintained that cleanliness and order, which is great.
Yeah. All right, I'll take that as a good win.
And replenishment of stock, too, because I noticed there was more stock in there on the weekend than there was on the Friday.
Yeah, we're trying to get new stuff in every day.
Yep.
So which that is was good. Good.
So quality and cleanliness, I scored quality of products a 9 out of 10.
Oh, my God. You flatter me. You flatter me.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Cleanliness and overall appearance of the store, I gave you an 8 out of 10, which is not bad.
Also good. Happy with that.
Okay. So, on Friday, I met the lovely Em, and she was wonderful. We had three groups of people in the store.
Yep.
Em was, serving another customer, but also acknowledged and greeted and was quite candid with me on the Friday.
Okay, good.
That's
okay.
Brilliant because good. I know that when you are busy and there's more customers than staff, that's what it's all about. Not breaking the attention of the person you're speaking to, but just politely saying hello to the people that are coming in, right?
Yeah.
Good job on that.
Yeah, well, that's Emmy doing a great job.
Absolutely. So on that day, I gave Em an 8 out of 10 for her service.
Very good.
I have to give her a bonus.
Bearing in mind, she needs a pay rise, right?
Yeah.
Bearing in mind that she didn't know she's going to be mystery shopped on Friday.
And I did not know.
That's right. So over the weekend, I think there was a bit more pressure on her, and I think there was a bit more pressure on you.
Yeah, well, I was feeling the pressure of any person could be a mystery shopper at any time.
That's right. And you don't know what they look like or who they are.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So the first visit, I was kind of a little bit disappointed. It was quite busy. There was four groups of people in the store. I kind of walked around, spent extra time in there, but I wasn't acknowledged.
Oh, no. I am so sorry. God, that's a punch to the gut, and we need to fix that.
Yeah, so that was the ugly of it all.
Yeah.
The second visit on Saturday, I'd go and had breakfast, brunch, and then come back and had another look around. And by that time, you were there.
Yep.
And there was five groups of people in the store.
Okay.
I could see that the interaction with the customers that were being served was attentive, friendly, could have been a bit more... I could still feel the pressure of being shopped on.
Yeah, it was definitely there.
I think you need to talk to the customers like you talk on air, You're friendly and you've got that bubbly nature and just need to bring that out a bit more.
So what you're saying, Lisa, is it really isn't coming across from what you've observed when he's under pressure.
He's got all the bits. He just needs to bring that motivation upwards.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. This is good tips. Yeah. This is great tips. Thank you.
Because as customers, right, and we all do it, and it's I think just a what people do.
Mm.
We all want to be, front and center and, command that attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, this is great.
This is good advice. Thank you.
Okay. Any other tidbits from the
Saturday, yeah.
Okay, so the overall for Saturday, the good, bad, and the ugly, I say around about a 6.
Okay. Room for improvement
but
there.
But to be fair, as you said, the pressure or being mystery shopped, that might have had something to do with it. You might have been a bit understaffed.
Yeah.
Maybe that, but as you said, you can work on that.
I think maybe more staff, like, maybe is a good tip there for that Saturday period.
Yeah.
Well, I think the big question
I don't think the staff is the issue, though.
I think
if the acknowledgement of people coming in,
yep.
Just to go, hi, how are you going? Be with you shortly, something like that.
Yep.
Even if you're talking to another customer, it's even, you know, how some people have those little chimes at the door when people come in and you hear a little ding.
Great advice. Yes.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. So
it'd be the thing to turn around and go, hi, how are you going? You know,
Lisa,
if I can help you, let me know. And then continue to serve attentively like you do with a customer that you have.
Question for you, Lisa, and this is the big question to wrap it up here. Would you return to Crevo's Hamilton North?
Oh, I would. I purchased two things and they're kind of out there and weird and I like the product that he has.
So. Yeah, there you go. Lovely vintage spoons and a lovely sort of mask kind of thing.
A sheep mask.
Yeah, very unusual. Very, very cool items you picked.
Yeah, because I have birds, so the little swan spoon and fork was kind of, Gucci. You'd never use it, but it's a good piece, you know.
That's like, cool.
I tell you what, he was selling a Stormtrooper mask. I thought, I should pick that up. Hey, Lisa, thank you so much.
Such great advice. Yeah.
Brilliant advice.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
No, I appreciate your time. That is, do you know what that meant? Honestly, real talk is invaluable.
I know. Yeah. It's worth so much.
Get a little buzzer at the door.
And you think of it as well, the mystery shoppers, the companies normally pay a mint.
I know.
For that information, and Lisa just
did
it for you.
She paid you.
It couldn't be a better situation.
No, that's
come back
great.
Anytime, Lisa.
Hey, our birthday lotto is up next.
Yeah, that's right. We're $425. Now, we're looking for people born in the month of November.
The Novos.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Yeah, that's right. Looking for people born in November. If that's your birth month, you've got a chance at $425 right this second.
Yeah, we're going to Christine from Soldiers Point, works in construction, says she's a homebody who loves the dogs, wants to be on Gogglebox, and will pamper herself with the cash. Good morning, Christine.
Morning.
Morning. So, pampering yourself, what does that involve? We're going to get hair done, facials, manicure, what's up?
Yeah, something like that. Nice spa day.
Yes.
Hey, Christine, you say you want to be on Gogglebox. What are you watching at the moment?
Well, I'm just watching the new series of the new Gogglebox. So
what do you think of the new season of Gogglebox? Give us, like, your little audition.
Yeah, come on. This is your chance.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You're hired. You got the job.
You submit your application. Say, here you go, Christine. Let's spin at these birthday balls.
Who knew?
Get you some cash.
So here we go.
There's a lot of talent in this region.
Were you born on the 18th of November?
Oh, no.
Sorry, Christine.
No money, and I can't offer you the Gogglebox job either.
You don't work for Channel 10, do you?
No.
Job.
Oh, wouldn't it work?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, guys, Birthday Lotto is back before 9 o'clock, plus 100K wordplay. Your next chance coming up in the next 15 minutes.
The Novos.
EMF Fitness Centre. Qatar's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm in shock. Oh, my God.
UFM's 100K wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
Not many people get to experience a $100,000 direct deposit into your bank account.
Oh, my God. How good would that be?
That's what we could be doing. UFM's 100K wordplay. Big thank you to EMF Fitness Centre Qatar. Their open day is Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to play, we need someone right now. 13, 10, and 9. All you got to do is match a word with Maddie, myself, or Crevo, and you are in the draw to potentially play for $100,000.
Easy, right? Just
so
like
easy.
That. And just
simple.
Like that.
The Novos.
EMF Fitness Centre. Qatar's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked. Oh, my God.
UFM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
They're saying a couple of $100. This is life-changing money. $100,000. And one little word is all that is standing in between you and the cash. Big thank you to EMF Fitness Centre Katara. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Let's get someone closer to this money.
Let's meet Kathy from Minmai. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Now, you're sounding a little bit nervous. Don't be nervous, okay?
Okay.
Well, that was easy. Easy to convince. 100,000, what would it mean to you to have that big direct deposit in your account?
Look, it would just change my life. It would just pay off a lot of debt and move me into a situation where I could just relax and enjoy life.
That's what you want, isn't it?
That's what it's all about, relax and enjoying life.
That's it.
Oh, my God. I have my fingers crossed for you, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right. Kathy, your word for today is poker. What do you think that Maddie, myself, or Krivo would have said with poker?
Face.
You want to lock in face? All right.
Good song.
Good answer. And good song.
Yeah.
All right. Let's play 100K Wordplay. For Kathy from Minmai. Today's word is poker, and she has locked in face. All right, let's hear from Krivo first up. What does he have to say?
Machine.
Oh.
Sorry to disappoint you there, Kathy.
All
right. All right. Let's,
two more chances.
Let's go Meg up next.
All right. Face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
We
beauty.
Are on the same wavelength,
Kathy. You've got it.
Woo-hoo. You are in the draw to play for the $100,000. We're even going to throw in a two-week trial at EMF Fitness Centre Katara as well.
You're already a winner.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great morning.
Yeah.
The sun's shining.
Hey, we hope we've made your morning. This is great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
One step closer to the $100,000.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Meg, why do I just have a call
from you? I
don't
know. I just did that. That wasn't me. I didn't press anything.
It wasn't me. Don't be nervous. Don't be suspicious.
Hey, playing again after 11 o'clock with producer Jackson, who is coming up next with What's the Goss?
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow's opened up about a potential reboot of Friends. I mean, I feel like the reunion just happened.
Yeah.
Do we really need a reboot?
I don't think we do.
That's let's find out of her how she feels about that. Also, too, the Veronicas really annoyed fans in Sydney over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yes,
it's not happy.
No.
The Novos. Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's
producer Jackson is here. Good morning,
yeah,
friend.
Good morning.
And, Lisa Kudrow, more Friends reunion rumors.
Well, she's in this new TV show called Better Nate Than Never. It looks funny, but I probably won't watch
Steve Carell
it.
In it, I think.
Yeah. Lisa Kudrow is funny, but I've listened to a few interviews of hers trying to get the grab for this, and she sounds like one of those women who, like, I don't know, they like just one of these people that school you while they talk to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Always in trouble. You always feel like you're in trouble.
What do you call the like opposite to mansplaining?
Ladiesplaining
sounds so wrong.
Anyway, she has opened up to the interviewer on the red carpet about whether they're going to do the Friends reboot because they did it with Charmed and stuff like that. It was never really great. This is what she had to say.
I don't think there's going to be a Friends reboot. I mean, not with any of us in it. But a reboot, you mean like they hire other actors?
Yes, ma'am.
I would love to see what the now version of that would be.
So it would be with you guys not in it?
No, not in it. Not in it. I would love to see what that would be.
She's just like, it's Lisa Kudrow's world and we're living in it. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't think they'll ever damage that brand.
No, it makes them too much money off merch as it is.
Well, there are rumours swelling that it's probably going to happen.
No. Think of all the reboots of 90s television shows that have come out.
A big floppy flop flops.
Yeah, like have any really cut through it on the same, anywhere near the same level?
Well, no, but they are making the money. That's the point that they're trying to make now, is that they're going to bring Friends back potentially because Charmed is still going and How I Met Your Father has just been renewed for a second season. So it could happen. I mean, we're all very much like, oh, they won't ruin it.
But wasn't How I Met Your Father like different characters or something?
Yeah, same premise though. It's sort of like that rebooted sort of notion of Hollywood. I'm sick of the reboots. Be original.
Yeah, come up with something. Just do a new sitcom with a couple of mates living in a house.
Oh, they've never done that before.
Exactly.
But actually have jobs.
Yeah,
don't hang around at a coffee shop 9 times out of 10.
And represent real diverse friendship circles instead of just hot white people.
Well, that's unlikely, Jackson. They'll probably just stick to the formula that works.
Yeah, that's true. Why do I feel like everything the Veronicas do is just so controversial?
Yeah.
Like, they have no chill about them. Anyway, over the weekend, they were at a festival in Sydney and waited for everyone to show up for their 20-minute set. 2 minutes before they were supposed to go on, they sent I quote, an unknown little man out onto the stage to inform the audience that the Veronicas will no longer be performing. I don't know which one it was. I can't tell them apart. I think it was Lisa. She said that she has a mysterious illness that's left her unable to walk, so they couldn't perform their set.
Literally 2 minutes beforehand. She couldn't have done that a couple of hours, maybe?
Yeah, I feel like you'd know. I don't know why everyone's so pressed, though. You're at a festival. I mean, they're only going to play 20 minutes.
Untouched on repeat for 20 minutes, essentially.
That's true.
Also,
the time I saw the Veronicas at a festival, a wall of death broke out.
Yeah, really?
Their sets are very, like, aggressive in the audience. It's like you're at some sort of emo parade.
Yeah.
Imagine being the guy that has to deliver the news.
I'd love being that guy.
Really?
Oh, you would have frothed.
I would love doing that.
Certain people love that job.
He sulks out on stage.
Excuse me. Turn the music down. Yeah. The Veronicas won't be performing tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I apologise.
And then Jackson would have busted out into some Untouched.
I reckon they just got on a booze.
Yeah,
probably.
Maybe.
That's what
happens. You can't walk after a couple of gin and tonics.
A mysterious illness. Is it the Bombay Sapphire illness?
The Veronicas can get so... They are so flaky sometimes.
That's why they got booted off that plane.
And so, like...
Oh, yes.
Do you know how, like, little people syndrome, like, they get, like, real, like, angry...
Yep.
Yeah,
tiny definitely. People, very mad.
Always mad.
Yeah.
They would have been good headline acts. Like, people would have bought tickets for
probably.
Them.
I'm looking at photos of them right now, too. They never age. Like, I don't know what they're doing in their beauty routine.
I was going to say, they haven't done Eurovision, have they?
No, not yet.
I think they would be so good at Eurovision.
I think they think they're better than Eurovision. I don't think they would ever go for it.
I agree.
I think they do very well.
Yeah.
Self-important.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now,
last week we heard the story of how Caramilk, the show Goat, was about to be homeless as the caretaker Nathan basically moving house and needed a new spot
now,
for
homeless,
Caramilk.
Now, homeless, you mean was about to go into a lovely goat curry.
Well, yeah, a bath with carrot and onions, and we thought it's
not
right.
We're not going
to
have that.
No.
No.
We didn't want that to happen, so we put the call out to see if we could get Caramilk a new home. And great news, everyone. Caramilk has moved into a new home. We're going to get a full report up next on how it's going.
Darby Rush.
Even has some new friends by the look of it as well.
Yeah, it's the Vindaloo and the Alu Palak Paneer. Oh. No, it isn't. It's a real home that Caramilk's moved into. We're going to talk more about it and, chat to Caramilk's new, I guess, owners up next.
Oh, look, she does look real happy.
Yeah, she looks probably very, very happy, in fact, from some of the photos we've gotten.
I've actually been sent some audio from when Caramilk was dropped off at Darby Rush.
The Novos. Some time ago, we traded 5 blocks of Caramilk chocolate for a goat, which got named Caramilk. It was a momentous point in the show to own an animal. We've never really done that before.
Yeah, it's a part of the show lore, Caramilk the goat.
Yeah, I never got the chance to meet Caramilk, unfortunately. But maybe at her new home.
Yeah, it's possible,
well,
right?
So some would say you're kind of like the stepmom
of the Caramel. Okay.
Because, yeah. you know, the dad and mum divorce.
Yes.
Yeah.
The yes. other mum moves away.
Yep.
Never to be seen again. And you're like the stepmom that we bring home.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the family. Caramilk is a part of the family.
Yeah.
And Nathan, who, the previous caretaker, was moving house and it was a smaller block, so needed a new home for Caramilk. Put the call out. And we've had someone step up, which is amazing.
Which is exciting. Piper has taken on Caramilk. Good morning, Piper.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, going well, thank you. First of all, thank you for taking Caramilk. We didn't want anything bad to happen to her.
That's all good. I promise you nothing bad will happen to her here where she is.
I was going
to
say, you say that, but you keep making the Darby Raj jokes.
It's a bit of fun.
Anyway, Piper, I have seen some pictures. So tell us about your setup at home. You've got heaps of goats and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, we've got 4 goats, 5 now with Caramilk. They live at the back of our karate club.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, this
which in itself is a great little like addition to the story.
Now, Caramilk's previous caretaker Nathan dropped her off on the weekend. She looks so happy. Has everything gone well? Is she integrated with the herd?
Yeah, it's gone good. We left her in a paddock by herself next to them for 24 hours just so they can get used to each other first.
Yeah.
And yesterday I opened up the gate and let them in together. Milo is obsessed with her.
You said that would be the case.
Milo and Caramilk, the two goats that live behind a karate studio. This is like a kid's book waiting to happen. Patent pending, I'm claiming that. So they're getting on well. Has the interaction with the other goats been all right as well?
The two big boys couldn't care less.
Okay.
They went straight for the carrots and just started eating. Daisy, which is Milo's mum, head-butted her a little bit, but I think she was just a bit jealous.
That Milo's got a new friend.
But apart from that, she's left her alone now. I think they were just trying to play.
Yeah.
Oh, this is such great news.
Was it hazing when a new one comes into the fold?
I think that's more of in frat houses in America, isn't it? I think this is more just them finding their, you know, way in the world.
Now, we don't want you to be polite, Piper, and just make out she's the best goat ever. Has she done anything where you've gone, oh, maybe I shouldn't have taken this goat?
No, she's been great.
Oh, that's great.
So you guys, because you've got goats, you know how to handle them. You know that the help they need and like the shelter and everything. It's just so good that we're comfortable with Caramilk's new home.
Yeah, she's going great.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm so glad to hear that. Please keep us updated on Caramilk and Milo's journey. Milo's a boy goat, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have babies.
Imagine that.
What would you call a Caramilk and a Milo's child?
Delicious.
There it is again. Hey, Piper, thanks again. Let us know what happens.
Keep us up to date.
Good ending to that story.
Oh, just the best, really.
And I think she'll probably be happier with a bunch of goats. Yeah.
No doubt.
Like you said,
goats are herd creatures.
Yeah.
So perfect.
Yeah. To have them all together, they couldn't be happier.
And she's in love.
Yeah, that's right. So quickly.
So cute. Hey, birthday lotto's up next. The $425. What month are we looking for, Creeper?
All right, I've just spun the wheel and it's come up January.
All right, if you're born in January and you want the cash, hit us up 13109. We're doing it next.
Yeah, I'm just going to call the kids book publisher right now.
Someone already called dibs.
Sorry for you.
I already claimed it.
Cadbury, you want in?
We'll cut you in on a deal.
The Novos. Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Starting off the work week with cash money, my friend, $425 for someone who's born in January. That's all it takes.
That's it. You just got to be born that month and the money could be yours. Yes.
All right, let's go to the phones. It's Maddie from Greta, works in health. She's a mum of one, considers herself pretty out there, once broke her tailbone after slipping in the shower. With the cash, she would go and have a big old spa day. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, going well.
Well, thanks.
Maddie, breaking your tailbone. How long is the recovery?
About 6 to 8 weeks, so that's not the first time that I've broken it.
Oh, shit.
Labour.
In labour?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've none of those injuries, thanks.
Out of 10, what's the pain like?
Yeah, 10, because you can't sit down or anything.
Oh,
yeah.
You poor bugger.
So how old is your little one now?
He's 6.
6. So do you bring that up? I broke my tailbone for you.
Yeah, I always tell him, like, yeah, well, you're a pain in my ass.
In every sense of the word.
That would have been really hard at the start when you know, took him home.
Mm.
You must have had a really good man in your life.
I do. I've got a fantastic man in my life.
Good.
Wow, so good.
Lucky you.
Hey, let's get you some money.
You deserve a spa day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's get you some money.
Spinning these birthday balls
for
you. All
right, let's do this. Fingers across for you, Maddie.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Grab one of these. Were you born on the 12th of January?
No, the 20th.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Maddie.
That's okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
That's
for all coming right. on.
Thank you. And
what a legend. Yeah. I love Maddie. She's so fun.
My back is sore all of a
just
sudden.
Just listening to that.
So cash about the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, no, just
broken tailbone.
Twice.
Imagine that. I tell you what, I have so much respect for mums.
Yep.
What like, they go through.
Giving birth. You know, breaking tailbones.
Yeah.
and then just being a mum. So
and then being a mum, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes.
Indeed.
It's going to be like this all day, I think.
It's just cloudy, dreary.
Cloudy and overcast. Dreary. 26 the top on the coast.
That's all right.
It's not a beach day. But,
no.
I mean, you know.
You can still go out
and
do something.
If you wanted to make it a beach day?
No.
Not for you.
105 commercial free is up next. Jackson.
Yo. Hello. Rudimental.
I haven't heard this for a while.
It's a good song, right?
Good.
It's like a pump-up track. I like it. I need it for a Monday.
Oh,
Harry Styles.
Your man.
No longer coming to Australia.
No.
Ooh, that's sad.
Unfortunate.
Oh, no. Gaga.
Yeah,
as well.
Awesome. Sounding good.
Yes.
It's very good. In minutes, plus another chance to play New FM's 100K wordplay after 11 with Jackson. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.